Recorded from the Oklahoma State University Stillwater campus, this is the Inside OSU podcast. Here are your hosts, Megan Robinson and First Cowboy Darren Shrum.
Welcome in to another episode of the Inside OSU podcast. I am Megan Robinson, joined once again by my co-host, Darren Shrum. Darren, I'm going to let you introduce our first guest today since she is very special to you.
Sure, love to. So this is Miss Chelsea Alexander. I got to meet Chelsea several years ago, probably when she was a true freshman. Casey and I met her and just kind of followed her career. And she just finished up her MBA in December. And so happy to have you, Chelsea, and glad you're here.
Very happy to be here. Excited.
Part of the reason you're here, Chelsea, and one of the aspects of your relationship is the Chili Cowboy. For those who are not familiar with it, what is the Chili Cowboy?
So the Chili Cowboy is a fundraiser that Darren and I started last year, and it raises money for local Special Olympic athletes. So if you know Special Olympics Oklahoma or any Special Olympics, they have fundraisers called the Polar Plunge. And it's basically that, but with a twist on it, in true OSU fashion. We bring in OSU athletics faces, figures, coaches, athletes, and really like tie in our OSU family to help raise money for a great cause. So, in a nutshell.
Darren, why was it important for you to get involved with Chelsea on this project?
You know, I think a lot of things involved whenever she brought that to me. And the thing is that I feel like Casey and I are both here to help students, right, and promote students and the things that make sense, try to help them out. And so when Chelsea came to me and asked me, it was a no-brainer, really. I was like, this just totally makes perfect sense. And our whole focus was to make sure that as many students were involved, just to kind of have this be a student production type thing so people get to know the students rather than just on the field. So it was more just getting to know them as young business people, being able to set up promotion things and involve as many as we can, like I say. And Chelsea, as far as I have a special education background, right? So that was my minor in college, kinesiology and special education. And so I've always kind of been involved with Special Olympics and special needs people, and I've always loved it and just had an affinity for it. And so it was just a natural fit.
The Chili Cowboy was a couple weeks ago. You guys raised over $50,000. First of all, can people still donate if they want?
I don't see why not. I'm sure if our site isn't live, we can make it live if people are still interested. But I think that it is still up. So that link can be found on any of our social media platforms, especially Darren and Dr. Shrum's. So, but yeah, they can if they want to. I don't, you know. We're all for it.
So last year we'd set a goal, right, our very first year of $10,000 because we didn't really know where this was going to go, right? And so, and plus we were like getting started. And so it was really Chelsea and I and Haley Runner was also a huge part of this too, kind of behind the scenes on everything. And so we set a $10,000 very conservative goal, and we wound up winning, or not winning.
Everybody won,
right? But we did. We did something really cool that nobody had ever done, and that was have a live auction during a basketball game, right? And to be honest, there was a lot of, I don't say pushback, but a lot of like, oh, wow, we've never done that before, right?
A little bit of red tape. Just something new.
Yeah, so after a little arm twisting and say, hey, we just need 3 minutes. That's all we need. And they're like, oh, an auction takes longer. And I'm like, no, it doesn't really. So I used to sell cars, right, at auctions, Mecum auctions. So I know exactly. It takes 90 seconds is all you get for your $1,500, right? And so anyway, it was one of those things that it was huge. It was super successful. And we actually auctioned off last year a couple helmets from the Fiesta Bowl. And so, and I think our total last year was around 34,000, I think, was our total.
Yeah, it's somewhere in there for the auction piece. Wait, overall, yes.
Yes, last year. Auction raised around $10,400, I think, at the auction.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I heard this year at the auction, the Malcolm Rodriguez jersey went for like $9,500. Is that?
Yeah, $9,500, I think, was the final on that one.
And so what I'd done is I'd reached out to Malcolm, you know, because his – you know, upcoming stardom, you know, he's Mr. Commercial and Rodrigo, you know, he's a star of the HBO show and all that kind of stuff. And plus he's had just a great season. And most of all, Malcolm is just a great representation of OSU. He's a great kid. He's a great story, just how he really had no scholarship offers out of college. And he's just a good guy. And so I'd reached out to him and said, hey, we're going to auction off. We'd like to auction off one of your signed game jerseys. He's like, sure. And I said, he said, what do you mean ride on it? And I said, well, I want you to sign it. And I said, what do you think? He goes, I don't know. How about Loyal and True? I said, perfect. So he wrote Loyal Intrigue. Kind of wrote it kind of small. I have to tell him next time to expand.
Can you make that bigger, please?
But anyway,
you have a whole jersey.
Yeah, that's right. Let's do it. And he gave us, he actually gave us the white Dallas Cowboy game jersey he actually played in, which was awesome, right? And so he goes, Darren, and I said, listen, Malcolm, if this thing hits $5,000, I want two jerseys. Can you do it? He goes, yeah, not a problem. He goes, that thing's going to bring like $1,000. And I'm like, Malcolm, you're more popular than you know, but I said, you're a good person and people really follow you. And I said, you're part of the family here and people are really going to want to do this, right? And so I'm sitting there on the, and I'm always, I was a little anxious from about Wednesday on, Chelsea, because we were setting like $3,000 and we set a new goal of $50,000, right?
So 10 to 50, that's a really big jump. I was like, Darren, you sweating this goal yet? And he's like, maybe a little. I was like, me too.
Yep. Also, it was Wednesday, so we're 5 days from the Chili Cowboy at this point.
Right.
So
right.
You have 5 days to get a lot of money.
To get to our goal, right? Yeah. So I'm like, well, so I was really nervous the day of the auction, right? So I'm walking around. I get there like 45 minutes before game. Usually I'm there like 5 minutes before the game, but I just wanted to make sure. And of course, Chelsea and Haley had it all taken care of, along with a lot of other people from the athletic department who helped out. And so anyway, so when the auction starts, right, and it blows past $5,000, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be awesome. And it gets up to about 9,000. And I thought, what's going to hit 10? Well, then the crowd gets involved, right? Because I think Aiden Kelly, our auctioneer, he's giving it this. And people start yelling. And so it hits $9,500. And I thought, oh, my gosh, couldn't ask for more. And so if I'd ask, like I said, I don't know if I did say that, but I'd ask Malcolm, if we get more than five, I want two. And he, of course, he graciously said, yeah, I'll do that. And so yeah, with him, he raised $19,000 just with his two jerseys, which I thought was incredible.
Yeah, I thought the timing with him was really well. I mean, he just came off a fantastic career here. Everybody loves him. Like you said, he's the perfect example of the Cowboy family and how you go about things. And going into, you know, the draft and going lower than we wanted him to go because we all love him. And then having an outstanding year with the Lions, I thought that the timing was perfect to have his jersey as an item. So I'm glad that it did as well as it did.
Chelsea, you're about to start a professional softball career, correct?
I am.
Will there be a Chelsea Alexander autographed jersey being auctioned off in the next year's Chili Cowboys?
I know somebody that could help get that worked out. I don't know if it's going to bring $9,500, but I can definitely, if we want to, if we don't come up with a better item, we can get that done.
You should do it regardless. It's your event. Auction off your jersey. You never know.
There, that's not a bad idea.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
I think that'd be
we
great.
Can do that for sure.
So we know that this Chili Cowboy is for Special Olympics, but there's another aspect this year that was introduced, the OSU Unified Team.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah, so I know you're having them on that they'll do a way better job explaining being more involved with Unified specifically, but OSU is a unified university. This is its first year having that, being a unified university. So we have Oklahoma State students partner with Special Olympic athletes in the area and compete against other unified universities. So they do intramurals and everything. So it's, again, another way for Special Olympics. Just another tie into this university, this community for Special Olympic athletes. So it's really exciting. This was the first year I said from the beginning of planning the second one, the second Chili Cowboy, that I wish they would have been here last year because from the get-go we would have ran with it and helped them out because it just parallels so well with our event. And so we started talking throughout the planning stages about how can we help them, what do that we need. And like I said, it makes a lot of sense for our fundraiser to support them in a way. And so we talked to Special Olympics Oklahoma. I was like, hey, I want to help, you know, give them some support. And they were all for it, very gracious. So part of our proceeds this year will go to help support that organization, which is really exciting because it's actually here on campus, whereas we were really focused from the get-go of helping local Special Olympic athletes. We said we want it to stay in our area, and how you do a polar plunge, usually wherever you're at, 50% will go to your local area and 50% goes to the state, Special Olympics Oklahoma. And so our 50% that went to the state came to the state summer games, which is hosted in Stillwater. So while it helps kids from across the state, it also helps our community put on a better event, help more athletes, and that was really important to Darren and I. And so with making that change this year to help support them, we were really excited to help the kids on this campus have more opportunities to compete, get them gear, help their travel fees, you know, whatever that looks like, however they need it, we're lucky to support them in that way.
And just so, just to reiterate to all those who give, which thank you guys so much for giving.
Yes, thank you.
Couldn't do this without you guys. And just to reiterate, we, you know, with the gracious support of Special Olympics themselves, right, we do get to keep all that money right here. And so it stays right here. And I think Chelsea did mention that. But that's just the key. That was super important to both her and I, is that, you know, we're going to do this and we're going to do it right. And we want it to support Payne County, Stillwater, OSU, and because everybody will actually benefit from the money whenever they come here in May. Second week in May, I think, is whenever the Special Olympics are held. And so some of that money will go to support that too.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people get hesitant giving to charities because they don't know where their money is going. So it's awesome to know that all of that money was donated is helping Oklahoma State and Payne County and Special Olympics Oklahoma. So it's being used right in our own backyard, which is just incredible.
Yes, absolutely. That's what we're, like I said, from the get-go, that was one thing that was really important to us. And Special Olympics Oklahoma is really supportive of that as well and helped us in every way that we can. So, yeah, we're glad that we are able to support our own community.
Why is Special Olympics important to you? Why is this organization near and dear to your heart?
Yeah, you know, I usually start out, my little brother, Caden, he's 13, about to be 14, has Down syndrome. And he is a major reason why it is so important to me, but people usually assume that he competes in Special Olympics, and he actually doesn't. But he was the person that, you know, when I was 10 years old and we brought him, 2 weeks after bringing him home from the hospital, we learned 100% that he had Down syndrome. So when he was born, they were like, he's showing soft signs. He may have it. We got to run more tests. So we didn't actually find out that he was diagnosed until he was about 2 weeks old or something like that. So from that moment, I was kind of like, well, my parents, you know, they were dealing with that. And as you can imagine, that feeling of knowing you have a kid with a disability and just the unknown that it brings. I was like, well, we're not going to love him any different. Like, he's still Caden. He's still your son. He's still my brother. Doesn't change anything. And so that's the perspective that he brought to me, and that I've done my best to live out my life like that. So throughout high school, I got really involved with helping our Special Olympics group, our students there, and going to events with them and being a partner and just all that. And I love it unites two things that I'm really passionate about, and that's the Special Olympics community and sports and helping others. So athletics has given me a lot. It's been a platform for me to, you know, grow as a person, as a servant, and it's given me a bunch. So to be able to help other people have that platform and that opportunity through athletics is really important to me. So that's kind of why. So it's been a fun ride.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay, so I have to ask, and I also just need an excuse to pull up some of these videos that we have from the Chili Cowboy. You know, we have this amazing monitor wall. So you both took the plunge. Chelsea, here you are. How cold was this water?
Oh, freezing. You can, like, see me kind of stutter, and then I jumped towards the ladder, which my dad was giving me a heck about. But I was like, well, I'm not going to jump across the pool and have to wade through there. See, she doesn't even know what she did. She's like, oh, man.
Darren, you took the plunge twice because Dr. Shrum, your wife, accidentally, was it accidentally? I don't know. She can claim it was an accident. Pulled the string a little early. And you weren't prepared for that. So here's the second time.
I was taking a deep breath right there because the first time I took a mouthful of water.
Was the second time, so I mean, you went in twice. Was the second time a little bit better because you knew what the water felt like and you knew what to expect?
I was already froze. So, you know, it's like being frozen twice. And so I look at Casey after she pushed the first, and I'm like, what? And she's really standing there like this. There's a photo of her going like, you know, I'm like, I think it was payback of some sort. But deep down, you know, she brought it out.
Last year, payback for last year.
Exactly.
But it was definitely cold. And what they didn't really show is that in the smaller pool, they put ice in both. But they were dumping big buckets of ice in right before we started.
Which was not needed. It was already cold. Let's just be clear there.
It was
like
65 degrees outside, though.
It was warm.
To me, I was there. I was watching. I'm like, it's beautiful out. This is like the perfect day. I would love to jump in this water. But that was not the case, correct?
The water was like 30.
It came from the fire hydrant on campus. So, like, it was freezing. Yeah. It was really cold.
Shout out to that real quick, too. The firemen really helped us
yes,
out that
absolutely.
Day for the water supply.
Stillwater Fire Department,
And thank you, Jim Scott, too, for organizing a lot of that for us, too.
Paul Fox.
But anyway, it was extremely cold. extremely cold. Very cool. And so I want to say it was almost colder than last year, because last year the air was so cold. The air, you wanted in the pool because the water was warmer than the air last year, which is crazy because I think it was 29 degrees outside last year.
Which the day after our plunge this year, it dropped down. I was like, we just got so lucky that we weren't doing it today. But yeah, it was warmer, so the water was just more of a shock. Like I said, I was in shorts, like comfortable, and a sweatshirt, almost a little hot. Like, so the water was just, it was cold.
So this evolved from, like, last year we went from one dunk tank. This year we had a dunk tank and that awesome little pool set up, which was so cool. You know, you have, I think these are the softball girls right there jumping in. You know, all the teams are represented. There's Coach Gajewski. Yes. I mean, it's so great to see how many athletes and coaches are involved, baseball representing. I mean, I think every team, even the rodeo team was represented, which I thought was really, really cool. Maybe men's basketball wasn't there that day, but they had
I think they have shoot around. They're hot spot of their season, but they had football shoot around guys. Or something. I think every sport was represented if they were in town. I think there was golf that might have been away. You know, there's a couple that are actually gone competing. Mm-hmm. You know, so I've said from the get-go when we go and talk to coaches.
What was funny about her is because, you know, they counted, right?
Right. Like,
Casey dumped me before they even started counting.
Yes,
right? So
did.
In JC's, which was kind of cool, is they counted, and because she's all like this, and then when they counted, they didn't pull it. She's like, oh. And then as soon as she relaxed, he dropped her, and so it was really funny. But she was freezing. She's about like Casey. They just stay cold all the time. If it's 70, it's cold. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the way it was with JC for sure as well.
Yeah. But I was saying that from the get-go, when we talk to coaches and athletes, their participation is part of what makes this event so special. You know, without them committing their time, taking time out of their day, their busy schedules, we would have like me and Darren jumping. And while that's fun, it's not quite the show that Boynton and Gundy and our athletes, you know.
Coach Glass went this year. So that was
absolutely
awesome.
So
Chris Young and a coach Esposito. Sat on his lap.
Exactly.
Yeah, sat on his lap. Which it's like, really- They did it last year, too.
That's funny. I told them they had to do it again.
Annual thing.
It's real cute, right?
They're going to do it again next year, too. That's just how it's going to work.
For sure.
It's real cute. So before we let you go, Chelsea, where do you want this to go? Like, how do you want to see the Chili Cowboy grow?
Yeah, I said from the beginning that's kind of another reason why I went to Darren for the partnership and getting this started and off the ground was I want this to last way longer than me. I had 1 year of eligibility when we started this. Darren and Dr. Shrum hopefully will be here for a long time, and I knew that he would take care of it after I was gone, along with the rest of the Cowboy family. So, you know, every year we're making a really big difference in our community and our state. And while we might not have to raise the goal a ton, I think that even if we raise $50,000 every year, that's still really good and really impactful. So I want to see it, you know, grow with participation, with our OSU athletics showing out every year. I want it to be still a thing when I come back and nobody knows my name and they're like, and I'm just some random in a letterman, you know, like, but it's still going. You know, that's what I see this being, something that we can really get behind and support. And they've continued to do that the last 2 years. So I'm really excited to see what it looks like in 5-10 years.
Awesome. Well, Chelsea, thank you so much. I am so excited because coming up, we have two OSU Unified athletes, the president of OSU Unified, Kayla Canis, and an advisor, also an athlete on the team, Garrett Jones, who were at the Chili Cowboy, were a part of it, and they are directly impacted by this. So we will be right back on the Inside OSU podcast. Welcome back to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Megan Robinson. My co-host is Darren Shrum, and we are joined now by two members of OSU's Unified team, the president, Kayla Canis, and one of the athletes and an advisor on the staff, Garrett Jones. Thank you guys so much for coming here today.
Thank you for having us. We're very excited.
Well, hell yeah.
Yeah, of course. As we mentioned with Chelsea, the OSU Unified team was a recipient of some of the money raised at the Chili Cowboy, and you both were at the Chili Cowboy.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of that event?
Oh my gosh, it was so fun. I asked Garrett before this, I said, what was the best part, the plunge or the halftime auction? And we couldn't decide. It was amazing. It was so fun to see everybody participate in the auction, whether they were actually bidding or just in the crowd. It was an awesome opportunity to have some of our athletes and our partners be able to go down on the court at halftime, which was a first for a lot of us.
It was really cool.
It was really awesome. And then even the plunge, it was so fun. It was the best weather ever, but we could tell it was still very cold out there. So it was just really a really awesome opportunity for all of us.
I think that auction is a lot of fun because, you know, people get to get on the court that you never get because, you know, as a kid growing up, stay off the court, right? You don't get on the court. And then when you just have a lot of people get down there and just experience and kind of that view just to look around and how big and kind of what the players are used to. But just us as just normal people, you know, we get to walk around and get to be on the court is cool in itself. But then the purpose of the whole auction obviously was going to such a great cause. So it is a fun experience for sure.
For sure.
You got to go on the court, right, Garrett?
I did.
What was that like for you? That's like such a cool experience.
Yeah, it was really awesome. It was a lot of fun.
But we did not see either of you take the plunge. Yes, we got out of it this year. No, okay. We want to be involved. I know we'll definitely talk to Chelsea about that. Maybe we could even do some of our own partnering with like our athletes and our partners and raise even more money for an awesome cause, you know, whatever we can do. And that's why I'm so thankful for everyone that reached out to us to get involved with this because, you know, we are new. We just started this past summer on campus and all of the attention to bring new students and new athletes across the state to come to Payne County and compete on campus is amazing. So we're all about it.
Can you kind of talk about how we became a unified university and how that all came about, the thought process, and then actually it taking place?
Yes. So Special Olympics has these things called Unified Champion Schools. And so recently they had reached out to us over the summer and said, OSU would be a great foundation to have one of these programs, and that's kind of how we came to be the first in the state. So we were actually the first unified college program in the state, which is really special. Go Pokes. And so to be that, you have the opportunity to include athletes that have participated in Special Olympics before, along with other students at that school, like I said. But it's also awesome that staff and faculty can compete as well. So anybody and everybody can join our teams on OSU's campus. We compete through OSU Intramurals. So the staff at OSU Intramurals helps us out so much. Okay. They provide us with a lot of the referees, and they give us all the courts and the facilities to play on. And then we can invite others to compete as well.
Do you play at the Colvin Recreation Center and those fields and those courts there?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we do.
Yeah.
We played flag football at the Western Fields. We play basketball now at the Colvin Annex. Yeah. We did volleyball there. And we actually do bowling at the Frontier Lanes here in Stillwater.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Garrett, do you participate in all of those sports?
I do, yeah.
Which one's your favorite?
Point basketball.
Basketball, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Chelsea explained it a little bit, but for those who might not understand what a unified team is, can you explain what it means to be a unified partner or on a unified team?
Yeah. So, and on Special Olympics website, they give you the really history of what unified came from and why it happened. To OSU and to OSU Unified, I really think it's about giving the opportunity for athletes across the state to come to OSU. We're such a strong supporter of Special Olympics, obviously, since we provide so much support for summer games, but to us it really means giving the opportunity for Special Olympic athletes to compete at a school after they may have finished their high school education and no longer play in their home school, but also compete alongside OSU students and staff and faculty who may have done Special Olympics in the past, whether as a volunteer or as a partner as well in their own school. So it just provides the opportunity to give that same passion and opportunity to be here on our campus. You know, OSU is a great place to be, and so we want to share that as much as we can with everybody.
You know, I think whenever you talk about, people ask, well, that's pretty cool about Special Olympics. You know, and to me, I've always just been a competitive person, right? Mm-hmm. And we're all competitive in some way, no matter what level you're at, right? From just amateur to college to professional or whatever, we all have that inner drive to compete, right? And just see how much we can push ourselves to, right? Because most times we can push ourselves further than what we thought we could do. And I really saw that last year during Special Olympics because I spent a lot of time on the band field and then over on the practice fields and just watching the competition, the fun that everybody was having. So the seriousness, some of that too.
Oh, yeah.
But just watching people get to compete against each other, have fun, and then the joy when they were awarded an award, right? Mm-hmm. Whether they were first, second, third, whatever. Just the excitement that they showed in their face and just, you know, it's just fun. Everybody wants to be a champion, right? But everybody can't, so there's got to be a winner, you know, and there's got to be second, third, fourth, fifth. But it's just something that, you know, it's just personal accomplishment, I think, and I think everybody should have that opportunity to compete, right? So
Yeah. I think that's something that's really awesome about OSU Unified. And Garrett and I were talking about that earlier. It's that sense of you play with your friends, even though you might be on different teams, you have that sense of competitiveness, but you want everybody to have a good time. Right.
Yeah.
We want everybody to have fun. We want everyone to have the opportunity to compete and be their best athlete that they can.
And for those who don't know, the Special Olympics motto, phrase, tagline is "Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt." And I think you see that if you've ever been to a Special Olympics event, everyone out there is giving their all 100%, 100% of the time. And it's such an incredible thing to see. So Garrett, as a Special Olympics athlete, what is your favorite part about competing in these events?
Being with my friends.
Being with your friends. For sure.
I mean, that's a great reason to go out and compete. And I think that everyone can learn something from Special Olympics athletes because they want to win and they are trying their best, but they also understand the fun that it is a game and it is fun to compete with your friends. How long have you been involved with Special Olympics Oklahoma?
I've been doing it for eight years.
Little bitty guy, Garrett, and he's good. You're talking about competitiveness.
Garrett, are you a trash talker?
Not really. No.
I'm trying to read you here. I'm not really sure. I'm thinking, well, you know, when you make that basket, you know, you kind of like in your face or, you know, some of that. So
you've won medals. You're good. You're an athlete. You've won medals. What's it like when you get that medal put around your neck and you're on the podium?
Excited. I'm excited and I want to bite my medal.
You want to bite your medal?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what the Olympics athletes do. Check the medal content. You know? Make sure that's real gold.
Yeah.
If someone wants to get involved in the Unified team or even with Special Olympics Oklahoma, who can they contact or what website can they go to for information?
Yes. So OSU Unified, our main thing is social media. So we have an Instagram, OSU Unified. We have a Facebook, OSU Unified. So we adhere to both the college students who use a lot of Instagram and then Facebook, who are a lot of our athletes and our families and stuff. So that's the main way you can get in contact with us. I actually do all the social media, so you'll be talking to me. But other than that, you can even go through OSU Intramurals and they can get you hooked up for our Unified team. So like I said, OSU Intramurals has been an amazing foundational support for what we do. They've supported us with all of the staff and, like I said, the facilities, and Daniel and Brandon are great people and they help us out. So you can go through them or you can go straight through us, social media. But there's also a couple articles actually out there about us being the first OSU Unified team across the state. And so there is an email on there. It's at osuunified@okstate.edu. So we have the full OSU email. And if you'd rather reach out through that and that's more accessible, we'd love to have you.
You know, we're still learning. So I've had a couple people approach me since the Chili Cowboy and they just didn't know, right? Until game day. And we think we're doing all these things to help get the word out and the message out. But there's still such a great group of people that we need to reach. And so we're continually getting better. Chelsea and I have talked about it, and Haley, you know, how we can make it easier for people to get involved. Because one of the gentlemen who bought one of the jerseys had not planned on buying anything that day. He said, I didn't even know it was going on, right? And he helped double the price, right?
So,
And I really appreciate, you know, his feedback. But it's one of those things that we need to continue to get better. And I know the Special Olympic brand is huge, right? So, but we just got to keep that on people's top of mind. So, and I think that was evident how we grew last year from, you know, to this year, just from another $15,000, $16,000 in donations and awareness. And so I think if we continue to create that awareness and appreciate the ease of the website that that is. And so some people just don't think about, you know, to get online, right? And I mean, I'm older, so I do, but you know, I mean, not all the time for everything, right? And so, but anyway, yeah, we just need to continue to work on that and appreciate you guys as far as just making your website real accessible and understanding what people can do and how they can get involved.
who can join as far as partners? Like if you're not a partner, if you're a Special Olympics athlete and you want to join this unified team, how do you go about doing that?
Yes. So reaching out to us is the best way. Garrett actually helps me a lot with bringing in people. He's our lived experience expert within different departments on campus, but specifically OSU Unified. And he helps me get a lot of the information out to athletes and families. And so knowing that difference between the teams in your area, you're competing for state, but you can also still compete for OSU Unify. The ages are 18 and up, so we don't have any age cap or anything like that. We want to be very accessible to everybody. So if you know somebody that wants to get involved, you think somebody should get involved, just have them reach out to us. We'd love to get them registered and get them sorted out on our end.
What upcoming competitions do you have as a team?
We got cornhole. Mm-hmm.
Cornhole?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
And it was big. We had, 30 people last
year? It's an Olympic sport, right?
It is. Should be. They have their own championship.
Special Olympic and Olympic, right?
So. Yeah. As good as they are out there, it should be.
Right.
And we all softball.
Softball's coming up. Yep.
Yeah. Bowling.
Mm-hmm. Bowling.
Yeah.
Bocce. Bocce's real big with the Special Olympics community. Yes, bocce is real big. I didn't even know what it was. Garrett had to show me. Dr. Jones with the Center for Developmental Disabilities had to show me how to play because it's intense. It's
That was my first experience. So they played on the game field. Part of it was here.
Yes.
And I went out and watched that. And so that's really my first time to ever see bocce ball. I wasn't really sure what it was.
Really? You've never seen bocce?
Mm-mm. I hadn't.
Wow. And it's intense. So I got to get my skills going. I got to get practicing.
It is. It's all about the touch.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Got to... little finesse to get the ball, but there's an art to that. I mean, I don't think I would be very good at it, but I've played and it's,
right.
Every so often I'm like, oh, that was a good shot. And then I'm
and then the next one's like way off. Yeah, that's okay.
Are you good at bocce, Garrett?
Yeah, I don't in championship every year.
You're in the championship every year. Oh, okay. I need you as my bocce partner. Then I'm going to
teach us a few things.
Yeah. Little tutorial with Garrett on how to play it.
But we have so many, and like we said, right now we're doing basketball, and so and that's just our spring sports. In the fall we did flag football, which was huge. We tried to get in Boone Pickens for the championship game, so we're hoping in the next couple of years that could happen. But we really want to expand all of our sports too. We've heard a lot about softball, so we started softball. We heard a lot about track and field, so we're trying to figure that out. Bowling. Big track and field guy. And so bowling, we don't have a bowling alley here, so what do we do? Frontier lanes, We use our resources around Stillwater to provide the opportunity for people to compete.
Sure.
What's your favorite track and field event?
Holy, I would say jumping.
Jumping?
Jumping. Oh, that's a good one.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just an all-around athlete. I'm impressed.
Yeah, he is.
Will you guys be competing in the state games this summer here?
So we, it depends on if we will get our own unified team together to then go to regionals and state. We were thinking about bocce, so we're kind of tossing the idea around. But we will be having a kickoff barbecue on the first day before games actually start. So OSU Unified, you'll have to keep an eye out for us because we'll have a tent, we'll have a barbecue, and we'll just be getting really excited for state games to compete. And like I said, we want to share more word as much as we can about getting involved. So you'll see us out there.
That's awesome.
I appreciate you, Garrett, because it's just your inspiration, right? And so, we can accomplish anything we set our mind to, right? And you just need avenues to be able to do that. And so this is just another great, great way to be able to go out and participate and have fun and compete and just show people that really there's no limitations in so many ways, right? And so, but I just thank you and definitely appreciate you too, Kayla, for being such a proponent of all this and being involved, and just appreciate you guys being leaders in this whole unified. So it's really awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And best of luck with your unified endeavors. I hope you guys do put a bocce ball team together. We will be on the lookout at the state games. And thank you all for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. Once again, I'm Megan Robinson, joined by my co-host Darren Schrum, Kayla and Garrett from OSU's unified team. Guys, can we get a go Pokes?
Go Pokes!